Yes, so that's Agenda Paper 5, which as ever sets out the topics that are sort of on your agenda in a sense and that you can expect to see, but you haven't talked about at this meeting. So that paper on page 1 notes, first of all, 4 tentative agenda decisions that either are there 2 of them, comment period ended last week, and the other 2 are still out for comment. So you can expect comment letter analysis on those 4 to be coming back to you at some point. And then on page 2, we note 2 new questions that you can expect to discuss at a future meeting. The first one is on the targeted longer-term refinancing operations programme of the ECB. That one we had noted in our WIP paper in March as well, and it continues to be here. As I say, you can expect to see that analysed at a future meeting. And also there's a new question we've received since the last meeting on power purchase agreements. And I will just note that both of those submissions are on our website at the moment. I don't know if there's any particular questions or comments on those.
Petrina, can you provide us with an update on the when the ISB or whether the ISB has analyzed and discussed the agenda decision relating to cost on SaaS arrangements, please?
A good question, Bertrand. Thank you. Yes. So the board has its April board meeting next week. And a paper is already in the public domain for that meeting that is going to ask the board whether it objects to that agenda decision. Yeah, so for anybody interested, there's already a board paper available on that, and we expect the board to talk about that. I think it's next Tuesday, if I remember correctly, and we'll be asking the board at that meeting whether they object to the agenda decision.
And assuming they don't, then it would be published with an April date on it.
Yes, correct.
Okay. Any other questions or comments, anything you were expecting to hear about that you haven't heard about? No? Okay. Just before we go into our quick private admin session, just a couple of things. Firstly, I didn't mention at the start, and I sort of toyed with whether I should or not, that of the good news that Bertrand is going to be joining the board from July, and a big congratulations to Bertrand. He's been a fantastic committee member, and I really look forward to working with him in his new capacity as a board member. So congratulations to Bertrand. At the June meeting, I think it's the last committee meeting for a number of our members, and so we'll say goodbye to you then. But it is possible, and he's not on the screen actually, so it is possible that Michael Gall, who's been representing the Basel seat, will need to roll off the committee before the June meeting. He's had a change in his day job. It's not that he doesn't love the committee, I'm sure, but rather he's got other things he needs to focus his attentions on. So just in case it is the case, Michael, that this is the last time that you are with the committee, I wanted to say thank you so much for all your work. I should let everybody know publicly that he says in the chat box that he definitely loves the committee, so everybody should know that. And we've certainly loved having you as a member. So thanks for all of your contributions. It's been really great. Just in case we don't see you again in June. With that, I'm going to wrap up the public meeting for April. Thank you.